Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And, besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
Wild with delirious joy, they've joined the Mark Unger Show, the show that deals with all things concerning
marriage.
Indeed, I'm your host, Mark Unger. Joining me is always the very lovely and charming Diane Brierley, also known as Wilma Flintstone.
Today I am.
All her dilly bobbies and stuff there. Oh, also, the incredible Ross Allen Skorzewski, back from his vacation.
From his lollygagging.
He was a lollygagging.
That's what we said. You were lollygagging.
Lollying around. Lollygagging, sure.
Slacker. You slacker.
Emergency rooms.
We're here working.
I'm sure you are working.
We're working hard.
That's all we do around here.
Hardly working.
Oh, my gosh. Right.
It was fun. Stubby was here. It was fun in your stead.
We had a good time.
Oh, yeah. Stubby's a good guy. He's all right.
The testosterone in the room was lovely.
What are you saying?
Engineering the show is always the very talented but eerily creepy Timothy Robert Ray, engineer extraordinaire and part-time serial killer, pushing buttons, twisting knobs, and trying to stay awake during the production of this program. This is the show that handles your marital challenges, relational conundrums, and dating dilemmas that you can email to us at askask@markgungor.com. This is how the show works. You get to send us a question about anything concerning relationships. Really, you can send us a question about anything. We don't care. Nothing is verboten. Nothing is off limits. You get to stay totally anonymous. Nobody knows who you are. We, in exchange, are then brutally honest. That is the premise of the program. This is the meanest show in Christendom. Do you not understand? We are not, while every other program in the Christian universe is overwhelmingly concerned, they start with the premise of how do you feel? How will they feel about the way? This show is the complete opposite. We are the anti-feeling show. We don't care how you feel. I don't know how to make it any plainer than that. So, if you are uberly sensitive, if you have big owies and boo-boos and you can't handle people giving you the straight up front, don't email me. Email Focus on the Family. They'll be nice to you, for heaven's sakes. So, anyway, you get to send it to us. Stay anonymous. We then are brutally honest. All right? We'd never be this mean to you in person, but it's not in person. Nobody knows who you are. You know who you are. I think you know who you are. Maybe they don't. Crazier than I think.
Maybe they don't know who they are.
Yeah, and for those of you who think this is somehow an unbiblical response, this idea that Jesus was nothing but giggles and hugs and kisses is blatantly unbiblical. These are people who never read the Bible.
Yes.
They read about the Bible. They listen to idiots like me talk about them, but they don't actually read the Bible for themselves.
They have the squishy, wishy, lovey-dovey version of Jesus in mind, and that's all they know.
Hey, hold it. Look at one more.
You don't have me right?
She's out of whack. There we go.
Well, that was not the camera's
fault. If you could fix my out of whackness with
a
camera.
That's not the camera.
Oh, if it were only that easy.
She's perfect. Leave her alone.
Thank you. I'm perfect.
She's a babe. All right. So imagine you sending an email. Let's say Jesus is doing a show like this.
Mm-hmm.
And someone writes and says, I'm having a lot of problem looking at women and lusting after them. What should I do? It's highly likely Jesus would say, pluck your eyeball out.
Cut your hand off.
That's not only what he's likely to say. It is, in fact, what he said.
Oh, yeah. That's what he said.
You sent an email to Jesus' show and say, look, I'm really having a hard time. I just can't leave myself alone. Keep masturbating. What should I do? He very likely might say, Cut your hand off. In fact, it's not only what he likely would say, it is in fact what he said. Honestly, you know, this idea that Jesus was nothing but ooh.
Except there is one thing I don't think that Jesus said. You have to correct me if I'm wrong.
What's that?
I don't think he said, "I hope your wiener falls off."
All right, that's from last week. Ross missed that one.
Ross missed it.
Okay, check it out.
Apparently, when the he room was have. Saturated with more testosterone.
Well, no, I'll tell you what. You don't know what he would say.
I love you, Ross.
He was pretty intense. Even in the Sermon on the Mount, he said, you're talking about people who, you know, are very, anti-Christian or very, you know, against faith and stuff like that. They're hostile. Mm-hmm. He said, he called them pigs. Mm-hmm. He said, don't cast your pearl before swine.
That's right.
don't give to dogs what is sacred.
Yeah, that's pretty harsh, actually.
Dogs, pigs, pluck your eye out, cut your hand off, go to hell. I mean, there's all kinds of this idea. Now, was Jesus also extremely, immeasurably, and world-shockingly compassionate and forgiving? Yes. Mm-hmm. The fact that any of us can have our sins forgiven at all is beyond comprehension.
Sure.
But do not confuse God's willingness to forgive with the idea that he's just tolerant for stupidity. He was not. He wasn't. Listen, at some point, nobody could stand being around him anymore.
That's right.
They left him by
the droves.
He was a rock star at one point.
Yep.
And he was so intense with this. They finally said, who can take this?
We can't take this
anymore. That's what they did to Jesus. I can't take it anymore. And they left him. And he looked at his disciples and said, you guys leaving too? Mm-hmm. And they went, where are we going to go?
Yeah,
you know, so they turned around. They eventually crucified him.
Mm-hmm. Let's hope that doesn't happen.
They crucified him for a reason. Look at John the Baptist. Cut off his head. Why? Well, he almost had it coming. He was so insulting. Mm. So, again, we understand the typical thing. If someone comes to you one-on-one, you don't just crush them to death.
No.
You got to talk about the truth in love. But there's almost a different picture when you see Jesus one-on-one with people.
Yes.
Although even then, sometimes he was very tough. Then the
That's a really good point.
Approach.
Because when he was with the woman caught that they were going to stone and the woman at the well, he was very compassionate.
He spoke
very differently to them than when he was in a group in expounding upon these things. That's a very good point.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's the way that you are.
Yeah, it is, because I'm not generally this mean to people in person. Nobody would be this mean.
And you are very forgiving and very compassionate towards people and the stuff that we've all been there, but
yeah, and
you'll
Jesus
call a spade
is.
A spade.
Well, yeah, that's the point. That's what we don't want to do in culture today. We can't say anything because someone might feel bad, and that's the premise of this program, is this is a public response to your private problem, but nobody knows who you are. It's the promise of the show! We'll have to say this 18 million
times.
I'm going to be 93 repeating this, and we'll still have people email. Well, how can you be so mean to people? Okay, so anyway.
Yes.
This guy emails. He's been looking at porn, masturbating every day, several times a day, since he's, 15. He's in his 30s now. He has so damaged his willy.
Oh, Lord.
Which is what happens. Mm-hmm. When you guys looking at porn stuff, you don't hear this version. They're never going to tell you the truth because it's a multi-billion-dollar industry. Dips like you pay money to look at this stupid stuff. They want you to keep giving them money. They're not going to tell you that you can damage your willy by grabbing a hold of it. And do you realize it was never intended? Your willy was never intended to be stroked by this. This is exponentially stronger, rougher, gruffer than a woman's body. Your body was designed to respond to a woman's body. But no, we have guys who've conditioned themselves to this now. They're in love with their own hands. Mm. Dear God, what a bunch of morons. So all these guys, but what they don't tell you is they physically damage themselves.
Sure.
So this guy's gotten to the point where he says he has a girlfriend and now he can't have sex with her.
Can't maintain
because
an erection.
His willy's not working. And he wanted to know what I thought. And I think, are you kidding me?
Well, he wanted help because he was afraid it was going to impact their relationship.
I don't care. Listen, so he's writing a pastor. Dear pastor, can you help me fornicate?
And of course, I asked the question, are you a Christian?
I'm having a hard time fornicating because I've damaged my willy through so much intense masturbating. And he wants compassion from me. Clearly, he has never listened to this show. Dear pastor, my willy's not working. Can you help me? I said, I hope your willy falls off.
He did. He said it.
I hope your willy is free willy. Free Willy! We just started chatting. Free Willy!
Free that Willy.
Free that Willy. Honestly.
Mm-hmm. Wow, what a drag.
And for those of you that was cruel, Jesus probably would have said, cut it off!
Right.
Anyway, that's all I got to say about all that. Long introduction.
Long introduction today.
Let's take a break. We will jump in to your wild and crazy emails, huh?
Okay.
Right after this.
Finally, marriage advice that's direct, honest, and to the point. This is The Mark Gunger Show on MarkGunger.com.
We built piled to the ceiling, and there's just no money there. You know worrying's not the answer, no, no, lift your voice in prayer. Call on me.
The Reverend Jimmy Bratcher, the Electric Rev, moving on the tunes there. Here's from the Mark Gunger Show, talking about love, marriage, and relationships. Just talking about the guy who, you know, a lot of people don't realize that this porn thing, damn it, this is not unusual. Guys who look at porn and gratify themselves over and over and over again, they actually damage themselves.
Becoming more and more and more common.
More and more common.
In the
they
literature that I'm reading.
They don't want to talk about it. Because it's a multi-billion dollar industry. They don't want men to stop doing this.
And they don't want to stop. They just want a way
to fix it
so that they can keep doing what they're doing but not have the problems associated with
exactly.
it.
Exactly. All right.
As in the man in today's story.
The man in today's story.
Apparently, they did a case study that a man was getting headaches from watching porn. A 24-year-old unmarried man in India complained of intense exploding headaches while watching pornography.
Hmm. Okay, wait. So, rather than thinking, maybe I shouldn't
do this. Right. He's trying to find relief from the headache so he can continue.
It's like sticking your hand in a garbage disposal and flipping on the switch. And you're like, ow! Ow! This hurts! Ow!
How do you make it stop hurting?
How do you stop it? I don't know. Have you considered perhaps not putting your hand in the garbage disposal? No, we can't have that.
Okay. So, the unnamed male software professional said that the headaches were so painful after 2 years, he finally sought help from a doctor.
So he wouldn't stop looking at the porn.
No, and for 2 years he put up with headaches.
Have massive headaches.
Yes, head
porn headaches.
Porn headaches. Yes,
porn headaches. Yep. All right.
So the headaches would develop gradually over 5 minutes of viewing videos and would peak 8 to 10 minutes later. The intensity was so severe that the man had to abort his watching.
So he did stop eventually. Oh, too bad.
He did have stop. But then he sought help because he wanted to, you know what, continue looking at the porn and be able to not have the headache. So they did a bunch of tests on him, found out he had no problems, no issues, no anything.
No head injury.
Nope. And they just put him on some anti-inflammatories and told him, go on about your business, and that helped him. And so he's reported significant pain relief and continue looking at porn.
But he still has some pain.
Yeah, significant pain relief, just less, yes. But if he takes the pills half an hour before he watches the porn, then it helps the porn headache.
There you have it, folks.
Stop watching it. Let's pop some pills so we can continue.
I need pills so I can do this show. I should be popping things half an hour before I do these shows with you guys. I have headaches. I experience nausea and almost vomiting.
From doing the shows. You better pop your pills a half an hour before we start, boy.
Crazy.
That's all I gotta say. And that's the society we live in, friends.
Yes.
Don't stop doing
did you look at that
we're having camera issues today. Let me see Ross. No, I got it.
Look at that. From Guru Gobind Singh Indraparitha University.
Where?
What university do you attend? Guru Gobind Singh Indraprastha.
Prastha. In New Delhi. I can't read that.
Guru Gobind Singh.
Indraprastha.
No, it's not Indra Chinese.
Indraprastha University. It's tough Indian. On the cheerleaders.
No.
Go, Guru Gobind Singh Indraprastha. Go, Guru Gobind Singh. I mean, holy moly, what the heck?
Good night.
Anyway. All
That's
right.
hilarious.
More insanity in the news. What have you got for
us? Okay, next topic.
From our email world.
Email world. Okay, we'll save that one. Here's a little, I'm sure the boys will like this one category. It's not a question. She's just giving some advice to women on how to get their husband's attention.
Okay.
She says, my husband and I have been married for 22 years. We first saw you 10 years ago, but recently saw you again. We just love your approach.
Oh, thank you.
One of the things you talk about is making sure to get the guy's attention before a woman just starts talking. Uh-huh. Right? You know what I'm talking about?
Talk naked. That'll get his attention.
Well, you're on the right track. You're on the right track, boys.
No way. Is that what she does?
She says,
I suggest don't talk and still be naked.
Just be naked. No talking. Right. She says, my husband has been so bad with this, he would even sometimes answer me even though he wasn't really listening. You know how men do.
I do that on the show. Are
you
kidding?
I know.
She says, I don't know what you just said.
But I have discovered the perfect way to get his attention, and it works every time. Uh-huh. I flash my breasts at him. And then in order
now
to
for those
to
listening, this is a Christian woman doing this to her husband.
Yes.
Well, it's not inappropriate.
Yeah.
Now, you don't want to do it outside where the neighbors can see or if the children are in the room.
I wouldn't do it in Walmart if you're trying to ask him which kind of toilet paper to buy.
Right. What color paint?
What color paint did you want? That might freak out the patrons.
She does say she has to cover them back up to get his eyes to move up to hers. She says he enjoys. I bet he does.
Got you back.
He enjoys having me get his attention this way.
I'll bet he does. Mm-hmm. I like the system.
Yeah,
just, honey, are you listening?
Also, I thank you for your presentation 10 plus years ago because I noticed that he didn't have quite as much interest in sex and would get moody, but I remembered you saying occasionally guys have testosterone issues and I made him go and get it checked. Since then, I have enjoyed having my frisky guy back. Thanks for all the great work you do.
Hallelujah. I like this lady.
There you are.
That is awesome.
If you're looking, I'm not yelling at somebody.
There you are.
Let this be noted. We actually had an email. I didn't scream at somebody.
If you're looking for a way to get your man's attention, try that one on for size, ladies.
But how many women that we know in the church would be absolutely appalled by this type of behavior?
Well, if they're appalled, you can't force people to do it.
You don't have to do it.
You don't have to do it.
I recommend you do it.
Of course you do.
I'm just saying, it's a suggestion. Yes.
You might find that your conversations actually increase. You know, he might actually talk more.
The truth is, I still wouldn't hear anything. All I'd hear is,
of what you just saw.
What I just saw.
I
wouldn't hear a word for 10 minutes anyway.
That's right.
So this actually may not work for most people. But
works for them.
Anyway,
let's
take a break. We'll be back with more of your emails right after this.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to radio@markgunger.com. And Mark can answer them during one of our shows.
Jimmy's going to be at our Manly Man Conference coming up.
August 3rd and 4th.
August 3rd and 4th. And if you're hearing the show's rerun,
like
ignore,
this month.
Ignore the date we just said.
You missed it.
2012. So who knows when this show is being listened to.
See?
Escape the Matrix. Yeah, that's cool.
That's really cool.
Manly Man.
Yes, it is.
So cool. All right.
Okay, this email says, so my mother and I were having a conversation the other day and the topic of men came up. I told her that I think it is inappropriate for married men to complain to single ladies about their wives. I know about it because this happens to me. I am single, but most of my friends are married. I find that some of the married husbands will come up to me if their wives are troubling them to complain about their wives. At times, my father will even do this. It isn't that they call me to do this, but if we are all out and about and they find the moment, they will ask, why is she angry all the time, or what did I do to make her mad?
Dr. Laura. Maybe she's a psychologist there who's asking her what she thinks. Okay.
She said, not real pressing questions, but certainly questions that try to open a conversation about their wives that I don't want to have. I've gotten into the habit of glazing over such comments and changing the subject. My mother says she would be honored to have her best friend's husband come to her with things like this. What do you think? Is this inappropriate?
Yes, it's absolutely inappropriate. That's how affairs begin, by the way.
That's exactly how affairs begin. Your
because
mother
guys
is...
will start complaining about their wives to another woman, saying, you know, my wife does this or she doesn't do that. And I'm telling you, it's the opening rat hole to an affair. You are absolutely right to change the subject and ignore these morons.
Yeah. Single or married.
Is it your mother? It's
her mother.
Your mother's wrong.
Yes, mother's dead wrong.
Thankfully, her mother says, gee, I'd be happy to do that. Well, the good news is nobody's doing it with her.
Yeah. Let's hope their best friend's husband isn't coming to her. Because
I'm telling you, it's all how it starts.
Yes.
Anyone who's gone down this rat hole will tell you, this is how it starts.
Right.
I'm not aware of it, unless you've got just two totally really sick people who just meet each other and just start having sex right away. It doesn't happen like that, people. No. It starts conversationally, and almost always in this way.
Yes.
My wife doesn't understand me. My husband doesn't understand me.
He doesn't give
me
what I want.
Really? Well, why is that?
Oh, you deserve better than that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm there for you, and I certainly... now you're in big trouble.
If I was your husband, I would treat you better than that.
Oh, yeah.
If I was your wife, I would give you what you want. That's how it all happens.
Yeah.
Your mother is wrong.
That's why so many pastors go down this rat hole. Mm-hmm. Because they counsel women in that. Mm-hmm. As soon as I hear those, it's the last time I try and meet with them. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you the worst. Can I just tell you the worst?
Please.
Sure. Do tell.
As a man.
Yes.
Is when a drop-dead gorgeous woman comes in. I mean. Okay. I don't know if this ever happened to you. Okay. Come for counseling.
No, I mean, I'm always the hottest one.
I know. But I'm just saying, okay. And they go on and on how their husband won't have sex with them.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
And I got to tell you, I may be sanctified, but I'm not petrified.
You're thinking.
Your mind just goes to places and you're thinking, really? You know, and just going, I can't think of it. You know what I'm saying? And you just never try to meet with him again.
You want to beat the tar out of that man. What's wrong with you?
Oh, seriously.
Yes.
And all
would it be the same way for a guy? Some really hot looking guy starts complaining to me. My wife doesn't want this. Really? Yeah. I would have a hard time with that.
Well, I want this.
Well, that's the thing.
Yes.
And some guys will cross that line.
Yeah.
And say, wow, your husband's crazy. If you were my wife, I'd have sex with you all the time.
Right
that's all you need to say.
That's all you need. Yep, and then you're locked in and down the toilet you go. It happens it'll be happening today.
Right now.
In America, multiple times today. Men of God going down this rat hole. Because they open their mouths when they should keep them shut.
Fish won't bite and I don't care. I'm still gonna sit right here. If I wait for tomorrow, it might not come.
This groove reminds me of
Pantone. So I'll do my living for days done.
This is the Mark Tucker Show. Talking about love, marriage, and relationships. Bumper music provided by the very Reverend Jimmy Bratcher.
Are you okay? You got to get yourself collected back now.
No, fine. It's just, women got to be smart. They shouldn't be having those kind of intimate conversations with a pastor or any guy.
Any guy.
Yeah, it's not just pastors.
Yeah, problems like that, go talk to the pastor's wife or somebody. But anyway, when it happens, people need to be smart enough. Yeah. Don't get caught. Don't be sharing some person from the opposite sex how to help them with their marriage. It's a trap. Yeah. The minute that my wife doesn't understand me, my husband doesn't touch me, just get out of there. So this lady is right. Do not have these conversations. They are completely inappropriate. What else you got?
Okay. This has come up a couple of times, but someone outright specifically asking now for your opinion. She says, I'm way behind on listening to the podcast, but do you know if Mark's talked about the book 50 Shades of Grey? I'm concerned because several women were talking in my church small group about how they had been reading it and loving it. I was able to talk to one woman on the side and express that reading the book might not be a good idea. I was hoping to be able to recommend a link to your show where you may have discussed it and that she could listen to it.
I've been hearing it. Okay, Todd, I don't want to read these things. I just don't need this garbage in my head.
It's just porn.
But she assumes you're opposed to it. It's porn for women. It's what they're terming mommy porn.
Okay, so what do they advocate?
The whole book is the single woman gets involved with her boss who has apparently childhood traumas and things that have happened to him. So he is heavily, heavily into sadism, masochism, bondage, all of this stuff.
All this stuff, yeah.
So he gets her into this. And the series of books is about this relationship that they have. Now, I did not read the whole book.
In great detail.
But I did go on to Amazon where you can read some of the pages. And I read 10 or 12 pages of it.
150
pages of it. No. Because, I mean, some of it wasn't so bad, so I had to read.
Well, she read the 12th book. She said, this is a little bit too much here.
No. Right? I read about 12 pages
so
of it.
It's a story?
It's a story. Yes. It's a series of books, like one, two, three. I don't know, three books, maybe a trilogy or something.
So this lady is boinking this guy?
Yes. And it's all, and a lot of it is the very detailed exploits of their sexual encounters, of what he's doing and how he's dominating her.
But they're not married.
No, it's her boss. Oh,
okay, now I'm trying to understand this. Christian women.
Yes.
Are thinking this is a great book.
Yes. Oh,
because it's going to spice up the bedroom. We're going to be able to take these thoughts and ideas and bring them into our home. Yes. And boy, we'll be able to wow our husbands.
Adultery.
Yes.
And I presume all kinds of weird versions of sex.
Yes.
That would make a normal person vomit.
Yes.
So we have Christian women who are listening to this and going, oh, this is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
How stupid can they be?
Yes.
I don't understand this. What are they thinking?
I don't understand it either.
Somehow they've justified
this. Somebody explain this to me.
This.
You know,
because if it juices up their sex life, they must think that it's okay. Because it made things exciting and it made me want to connect more sexually and be more adventurous with my husband. So therefore, they
by
must
by reading
think it's
about
okay.
someone who's having sex with someone other than his wife, this is inspired
I'm
your
guessing.
Married sex?
I'm just guessing. Well, all of the chick flicks and these, it's a lot
That's
of these movies. The Notebook, they weren't married. That was fornication and all of these women
loved that. It wasn't fornication. It wasn't adultery.
Well, no, neither of them are married in this 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh.
Neither of them are married. It's fornication, not adultery. Sorry, that was my mistake.
Big fornication thing. And
but
they get all
lots
excited.
Of people reading it, lots of people getting into it and passing the books on. In Christian, no, because I've read it. People that I know up one side and down another would swear to me that they
people
are Christians.
People in my church, are they doing this in our church?
Do
I need to talk about this from the pulpit to people?
You probably should because,
I would say yeah.
Seriously?
Yes.
Yeah. That and while we're on
Isn't
the subject.
Isn't it crazy? You think you need to actually come out. It's like autoerotic asphyxiation.
Do you think you need to talk about
it? You have to
it?
Tell people about that when you think you shouldn't. It should be commonsensical. But this, no.
But here's the question I have. If there was a whole bunch of men reading books like this, would their wives be okay with that? I don't think so. But yet somehow they're okay that it's the mom's book
But what,
book
what line are they
thing.
Justifying? Have you talked to any of these women?
I haven't really gotten in conversations with any of them.
You know what? If you're a woman who listens to this stupid and read that stupid stuff and you think it's great, you know, I don't know if you have the courage to email. I'd love to hear what they're thinking. Before I just go off on it, you need to understand, what is it that they are reacting to? I mean, what's the deal?
Here's the reason I don't want to have conversations with the people that I personally know that are telling me they're reading
it. 'Cause you want to
strangle them to death. No, because while they say they're Christians, because of other things in their life and how they're living it, I'm not sure. I mean, while they're telling me that they're Christians, I don't know that they are.
Well, then that's fine. I mean, it's like, you know, people say the divorce among Christians is as high as non-Christians.
Right.
It's really not true.
They're not Christians like we're talking about.
I know.
Christians.
The reason they say that is because everybody says they're Christian.
Yes.
Right.
You know, it's not really to really committed Christians do not divorce. Every other Christian is not divorcing their wife. It's absurd. That means that next year, half the people in my church would not be divorced. And then, you know, it doesn't happen. So we hear these skews.
Yes.
But now
she's saying there's women in her small group. If you're committed in a church in a small group, that's a little bit different Christian than what some of these other people
are. I think they're justifying because it's erotica. It's a story. It's not picture. It's not a visual.
Well, it's female porn is what it is.
Yes.
Men
which is
get turned on by looking at pictures. Women get turned on with words.
Reading
they're
it,
word
yeah.
freaks.
Correct.
Okay, that's why they talk to themselves. Well, talk you to death.
I know this will shock you, but I haven't always been a really good girl in my life.
What?
Really?
What? I am shocked.
The pages.
Inconceivable.
The pages that I read, it was very much like way back in many days gone by of reading things like out of the Penthouse Forum when they would have these stories.
Inconceivable.
And that, I mean, Penthouse Forum's a men's magazine. Now,
you would read those?
Oh, a long time ago.
I know.
Bits and pieces of them. You know, you come across it and you read it. Mm-hmm.
Just out of curiosity.
Yes.
Morbid curiosity.
I mean, I wasn't reading it to get off on it, but it was
like, what was that
like,
weird thing
I
we were reading in Africa?
Younger. Oh, that was in
some woman
GQ
writing
magazine
about how to. You want to get your lover to spank you while you're having sex?
Yes. Oh my gosh, it curdled my blood.
So, you know, this isn't a knock to people who actually look at something, because I look at it, because at some point it's like, you just have this morbid, what are you talking about? So she's writing this article about how to slap hard enough that it doesn't draw blood. That's how hard we're talking.
Because apparently
but you want him to
a movie
slap
out.
You as hard as you can while you're having sex, because somehow, people have lost their ever-loving mind.
It's in some Natalie Portman movie that just came out, and so they were going off of that.
Seriously?
That women apparently reach much more intense orgasms if you're beating the
tar out of them.
Yeah. While
can I punch you next?
And you have to.
It's like it's the curiosity. Sometimes you just have to read what in the world is out there in the world, you know?
I know.
But I wished I had read it after.
You know
I
what? Stubby did say, when he preached that Sunday, he's like, you know what? Sometimes you got to be aware of the environment which you go in.
You know what? He said, and this is great advice for parents. Yeah. And I'm going to start saying this. The next time you parents see some show that you deem offensive and you want to switch the channel. Now, if your kids are not there and you want to switch, don't switch it.
Right.
Watch it.
Yeah.
Watch the whole puking thing so you can get a good dose of reality. Yeah. This isn't for morbid, perverted reasons.
You need
you
to know.
Need to be
you need
aware.
To know who your enemy is.
Next time you flip a music channel and you see somebody bumping and groaning, oh my God, turn that. You leave that channel. Watch it. You need to see what in the heck, the kind of poison that's going on. And I thought that was a great argument.
I do,
so I'm
too.
All for that, okay? Yeah. At
like
some point,
book.
You need to be aware of it.
I didn't want to talk about it. When all these articles started being written about this book and it became such the buzz, I had to read it because I knew we'd be asked about it. We were being asked about it. Mm-hmm. I wanted to know, without reading the whole thing, at least get a good dose of what we were talking about.
But you're saying it's not just passionate sex from people who are in love.
No. It's nasty. It's just like he's very dominating and very demeaning to her, and she falls for this.
How is this appealing to women? I want a guy to treat me like crap.
I don't know.
I want a man to slap me. I want a man to abuse me. I want a man to dominate.
I don't know.
I mean, what happened to the whole women's thing of not being objects?
Repulsive to me, the part that I read. But that's just me. Now.
So women, married women, who go to Bible studies.
Apparently.
Are reading this. There's got to be some part of it that is appealing to them that would make sense to us. There has to be. So that's the thing about the devil. He's brilliant.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, Christians are incomprehensibly.
Well, the woman falls in love with him.
Christians are incomprehensibly, immeasurably stupid. Because we've never got this. And Jesus told us, be
wise
as a serpent, harmless as a dove. Yep. Jesus said sometimes the children of darkness are wiser than the children of light. What he's trying to say is people of faith oftentimes are morons because we don't get it. We don't know how to be subversive enough to get our points across to people. Okay? So, but the devil's brilliant at it.
Of course.
Jesus even said, emulate the snake and try to be smarter about it. But he gives them something that is of great value to them and then throws in tons of poison at the same time. So it can't, I'm just saying, I could be wrong. I don't think most ladies who go to Beth Moore Bible studies are wanting to get into porn and have the snot kicked out of them by some guy. If they're looking at this, there's got to be something in it.
I think I know what it is. Do you want to take a break and I'll tell you?
We've got to take a break. We'll be back with Wilma's brilliant thoughts right after this.
He's a pastor, best-selling author, and popular marriage speaker. He's Mark Unger, bringing you hard-hitting and honest marriage advice.
Hey, have you heard?
She was with the Reverend Jimmy Bratcher. What's his website? We should give it out his website.
Oh.
Is it theelectricrev.com or is it just jimmybratcher.com?
I think jimmybratcher.com. Jimmy with an I-E, right?
Yes.
Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Is that what it is? You find it? Check it out. Anyway.
Okay.
Listen to the Mark Unger Show, talking about love, marriage, and relationships, and talking about this book.
The 50 Shades of Grey.
What's the point of that?
The Grey is his last name.
Oh, got it.
His name is Christian Grey is his name.
And Christian, of course, he's got a Christian name.
Yes, of course. Christian Grey is his name.
A lot of dumb Christian women. Oh, it must be Christian.
Must be Christian because it's dead Christian.
So now, Nancy said during the break that, you know, she knows of someone who is mortified by it, but then she really got caught up in the story.
Yes.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. The devil is so smart.
Yes.
You know, but Christians have to be smart. Just, I don't care if it's a good story, if it's full of that kind of poison, put it down. It's like the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Yes.
Okay? Everybody's caught up because it's such a great story. Well, so we go to this movie.
Bunk.
It makes you want to throw up. It is such graphic sex and violence on it. My wife and I finally got and walked out, and Christians were shocked. Well, why would you walk out? It's a good story. No. Seriously? No. I think these people would go to hell as long as it's a good story.
Yeah, maybe.
I'll kill someone as long as it's got a good story. I'll commit adultery on my wife as long as they got a good story.
Good story out of it.
I mean, what a bunch of morons. Well, it's a good story.
I just needed to
go. These are the people, Nazi Germany.
That's
Hitler,
a good story.
You know, I killed 50 million people, but, it's a good story.
Apparently, it's
seriously,
not
you people. Seriously, you
that.
Women, this is your thing. It's a good story. It's a good story.
No, I've heard it's not well written.
Who the heck is that?
That's Jimmy and Cherry and their son Jason.
Looks like me and Debbie.
Yeah. Way back in the day. Isn't that funny?
Oh, man. He's nasty
looking. He does not look like a happy man.
Dude, we're so sorry. We
sorry,
love you, Jimmy.
Jimmy, dude.
I clicked on it and this is what it is.
Who the heck puts that on purpose on his website?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, but it's awesome.
Oh, that's me and Devin the day, man. We were just...
funky just like that.
So that's why I was kind of laughing.
Okay,
apparently this book is not well written. It's not from a literary standpoint.
But then what's the appeal?
And many people have said that when they start reading it, when they get into the sex scenes, that it's repulsive to them, that it's too hard, that they put it down because it's just too much. Okay. But then they pick it back up again, and then you become desensitized to it.
That's exactly the
point. And then you can read it, and then you get into it. But now, here's the thing that I think is the appeal. You wanted to know what the appeal was.
Yes.
I think it's this bad boy thing,
that
these women think that they can tame the bad boy. She does fall in love with him. It is a love story, but he's so troubled. And her big thing is she's trying to save him from herself. How many women do that?
This.
Oh, you know there's going to be a movie, but that's a big thing. You know, we get the emails all the time. These women that are with these guys who are just rotten, but they're trying to save them. There's something
so
in that
stupid.
Women trying
they're
to
so
save.
Stupid.
That's what the appeal is. I think.
I think the female culture has hit an all-time low or all-time high on the stupid scale.
I think part of
don't think women 50 years ago would have been the stupid. I get it that they have this thing to say, but nobody, there's no way.
That you'd endure that subject yourself
so
to that?
But
to
today,
save
they've
somebody?
Just gotten so stupid.
See, I think
they date these men, they put, these horrible scenarios, and but I love him.
Sure. I think, what you're saying is true, but I also think there's a strong part of this that if women are reading this and they think that they can take some of these ideas back into their home, it'll spark it up. It'll get him back into the mode where my husband is going to love this. He's going to love what I'm about to do.
Well,
to
and
him.
Apparently it's jacked
and
up the sex lives of these some of these couples that these
it's
women have read it.
Them, and I think that's why they're justified.
Well, what's the difference from that from porn?
Them.
And by the way, some women have gotten the stupid, not all women.
No.
Right.
I didn't mean to
throw you all underneath the same umbrella.
No. Some.
Okay. I'm saying, so there is a group of women who have gotten so incredibly sick. You guys all know who they are. These are the women who just let men abuse them, knock them around, treat them in horrible ways, and they seem just clueless. And I guess there's all kinds of psychological reasons for it, and I just put in the dumb cat. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Like if you stick your hand in the garbage disposal and keep flipping on the switch and going, ow, ow, ow. There might be some psychological reasons to that.
I don't understand empowering thing.
I think it's dumb.
It's like, guys, if a guy sees something, in the realms of porn or reads about it, then what's he possibly
want?
He wants
to
act it out.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the wife is going to do.
So what's the difference between this and porn?
Being dominated, how is she the one that's empowered? I don't understand
that. Because it's her idea. She can take it back into the bedroom. Instead of the man being the gross, repulsive pig for bringing us into the bedroom, and then the woman constantly shutting the guy down, she now can
Tell you, we still haven't even talked about what these are.
Right. Well,
if it's books of this.
Yeah, it's a trilogy. There's three books.
They have got to keep coming up with more and more perverted ways.
Well, you would think by book three, it has to get.
Well, even
totally
by book one,
crazy.
You're talking about these women are reading this and they're so grossed out, they got to put it down, but then they pick it back up again.
Yeah.
But we're not talking normal sex here.
Right. No, okay? It's not.
We're talking off the wall stuff that should make a normal person vomit. And these women are buying into this. And I just think they're dumb when they do it. I'm sorry. I just think they're dumb. I'm not sorry.
I just think the women are coming in, and if their sex life is what you would say, vanilla. Or non-existent, and they come back in with the idea, maybe this will get my husband to reawaken to me if I ask him to do this and do this.
Well, we're all for that.
Right.
But you do it through a story of
bondage and masochism and sadism.
And right. Sticking this, that, and the other, and that, there, and the what. Seriously? This is where they are?
Oh, I'm sure. It puts them back on the radar in their home.
I guess. I'm speaking from a total point of ignorance because I haven't read it. You know what? Because here's what, you read it. And then
it's in your head.
And you've got that in your head.
Correct. I mean, just the part I read was in my head and I didn't want it in there.
It's like, what the heck? The other day I was on some website, okay? I Googled Laugh Your Way. It wasn't Google. It was on their particular website, a side of video clips and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I got... these naked videos pop up. I mean, just...
Yeah. But that's what the internet's about.
So
how does that have anything to do with Laugh Your
Way? It doesn't.
I don't want to tell the people the site because they'll go, God, Google it and so look at it. But I go, oh my gosh. You know, it's like looking at a train wreck again. So I finally shut it off. My wife comes in. My wife looks at me and says, what are you doing? I says, you got to see this. So I said, I just shut it off because I didn't want you to see me watch it. But I just... So I said, watch. She said, yeah, okay, I'm going to type in, Laugh Your Way, because I'm looking at one of my clips on this video site. Mm-hmm. She said, okay, hit enter. And all she goes, oh my gosh, now
Shut
what
up.
Buck naked has to do with Laughing Your Way? I have no idea, but it was there and it was blatant.
Oh, sure.
Okay, now, this image is stuck in my head for days. I would let it say I'm such a spiritual man. It didn't affect me. And it was just a minute of looking at this stuff. So that's
a
the
minute?
Problem. You look at this stuff. Well,
a few seconds is all I need to have it seared.
Well, again, you're looking at it going, because you're thinking, who does that? No. You know, I mean,
that's
I don't know.
I have a pretty quick reaction.
I would love to tell you. I looked
Shut
for
up.
Like 10 seconds. It was like, it was a minute. And I'm like, I didn't watch the whole thing, but at some point you go, oh my gosh. What am I doing? And you got to shut it off, okay? And it's just so people want us to talk about books like this. And you want to talk about it intelligently, but in a way, because we haven't read it. I don't want to read it. Right. Anyway, we'll take a break. We'll be back.
Listening to The Mark Gunger Show can drastically reduce your chances of becoming a repeat offender of marital and relational dilemmas in your home. Listen to The Mark Gunger Show Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Standard Time at www.markgungershow.com.
You can call it what you want.
You can call it what you want. It's perverted.
It's
I don't know.
The same.
Talking about, so I showed Wilma Flintstone here the site.
Yes.
On this particular, well, I'm not gonna tell you what it is because I know a bunch of you go looking at it.
It's basically
it's a site of just video clips. So you type in Laugh Your Way because I know I have some clips on there. Up comes naked people.
Yeah.
And this lady's buck naked. It wasn't hardcore.
It's like if
porn.
She's laying there, if someone would be taking like a Playboy centerfold.
That kind of stuff.
Like
but
that.
Still, it's the kind of stuff you need to be looking
no,
at.
No. You don't need to be looking at
so,
that.
So the point being. Is you don't want to look at stuff
no.
like that. I don't want to read 50 Shades of Grey.
Okay,
my head
now let me ask y'all a question, and we're going to run out of time, so we'll probably have to continue this. If you knew your wife was reading 50 Shades of Grey, and all of a sudden she's all ramped up and randy
and you're the
hot
receiver
to trot in the bedroom, what do you think?
Well,
see,
most guys, they don't care. If their wife's going to be all randy, they're going to be in.
Yep.
Okay? But here's the point. At the end of the day, it always leaves people short.
Yes.
Here's the thing with porn and erotica, people. The argument is like cocaine.
Yeah.
We have this everybody have this, you know, we're taping these shows. Yes. Ross goes into a coma, okay, in the afternoon. He ate and he's dead now. So take coffee, right? We need some kind of stimulant. And then someone comes along and says, you know what's the best stimulant? Cocaine. You snort it, and you're right, it does. It perks you up, you have more energy and stuff, but there's a problem. At the end of this, it kills you. It destroys you.
Yeah.
That's the problem with this stuff. So the short term, some of these ladies are getting this buzz and they're getting the thing. But I promise you, the end is always death. Yep. When you go down this rat hole, it always will leave you short. These will be marriages who people will become incredibly bored with their marriages. Their sex lives will fall apart. They'll be pulled into affairs and stuff like that. It never ends pretty. Does it work in the short term? Well, yeah. That's why people do it. All right. See ya.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.